Hi, this is a dictation for Moses Bell, MOSESBELL, Moses Bell. Date of our service is 6/4/2000. Date of accident is 3/28/2024. And date of birth is 7/9/91. Mr. Moses Bell allegedly was involved in an automobile accident where he was T-boned as he was traveling as a rear passenger on the right, restrained, leading to injury to the head after the impact, with headaches, dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nausea, and spots in the vision. He was seen at emergency room at St. John Hospital after the accident. He also developed headaches, besides that pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the left shoulder, left knee, as a moderate pain with radiation to the left leg laterally. The tailbone was painful, shin was painful on the left leg, and he was losing balance. He was unable to lift his left shoulder. He was initially seen on 4/3/2024. Immediately after the accident. Currently, today, patient report that his pains in the left shoulder is 6, and he can do up to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with the left. There is a persistent weakness of the left arm to carry on. Some radiation of pain from neck down to the left upper arm is reported. Lower back pain is reported to be consistently around 7. Occasional radiation to the left leg is reported on the lateral side up to the ankle, but not affecting the toes. Some pain in the left knee and left shin is reported, which is improving remarkably. It is only 3 in. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, and knee pain is around 4. Overall, the pains are reported between 6 and 7, and the ADLs are affected at 7. 40% improvement is reported by the patient by the physical therapy and chiropractic services that he is enjoying at this time. And please review the records for the ADLs for system review for the medications, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. In physical examination, please mention the blood pressure is 145 over 80, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, that is uh 520 2024, dictation number 0520-057. Diagnosis of the same plan is to continue the patient on Norcos 10/3/25, with 12 hour for 15 days, 30 tablets are provided. For pain release, Zoloft is added, 50 milligram QHS for 30 days, because patient was complaining of severe anxiety. Hydroxyzine is also added, 50 milligram every 12 hour for 60 tablets with one refill. His MAPs were reviewed and were found in compliance. His labs are also ordered for the compliance. He is continuing with the physical therapy for the left shoulder and lower back 3 times a week, with traction massage, chiropractic services, acupuncture, and massage. He remains off work. Housework replacement and transportation is also ordered. His MRIs are positive for a disc issue in the lumbar spine, and patient was informed of all the options, including spinal cord stimulation device, surgery, as well as the injection treatment. His L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, all injured and herniated, leading to bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing, mild spinal canal stenosis requiring a treatment with 4 to 6 injections of epidural injection. In the shoulder area, left shoulder MRI shows fraying along the superior anterior labrum and glenohumeral joint effusion, requiring 2 or 3 or 4 injections of steroid to bring some reasonable health. Patient has been informed he'll be scheduled for this procedure. Thank you.